Wake up with the news and information you can trust. Starting your day the right way with the Andy Griffin Show. This is News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU.
Hey, good morning, 908. On this gorgeous Tuesday morning in April, I'm Andy Griffin. Thanks for tuning in to the program. Stockton is hanging out as well.
At a rapid rate, and you see kids. You know, we're out here in Los Angeles.
Yes.
That was weird. I guess we need to
gym class.
Yeah, we still got we got to push the KDXU button there to your right. Anyway, Stockton will join us here in a second. See if we got that now.
No fans want it, but
no, it's still going. All right, that's all right. We'll have Stockton join us in a minute when he finishes with all the button switching and everything. I did want to talk to him. Hopefully, we can get him back. Get
quick,
him on.
I'll take your actions.
But what we do? So we use one of our other studios as the call screen studio, but it also has a station going at the same time. So certain process of buttons need to be pushed in order for it to feed over to here, but we'll get that taken care of in a minute. All right, now I want to talk though about a couple of things. First of all, this was crazy this morning. We went into work this morning, and as we do every morning, we peruse the wire and see what's making news, what's happening, and you know, what the good word is, so to speak, on the street and you know, kind of what's trending. And one of the main stories this morning, I kid you not, of course, we had the eclipse yesterday, right? And one of the main stories was the number one search yesterday afternoon on Google in America, why do my eyes hurt? That was the number one search topic in America yesterday afternoon, right after the eclipse ended. It started trending at about 11:30. This is Utah time when the eclipse was just starting to happen. And it reached its peak search performance at, I think we got it, guys. Turn your mic on, Stockton, see if we can get that to work. Anyway, it started trending at 11:30. It reached its peak search optimization, whatever, at about 12:30 yesterday afternoon. Why do my eyes hurt? Are you there, Stockton? Is your mic on? And you there it is.
Yeah,
okay.
There we go.
Yay.
Okay.
All right.
I'll have you know I had it on, and then our wonderful colleague and kind of boss, Dave, came in and helped me out.
Save your bacon. There
yes. You yes. You were getting a little bit of a Fox Sports there for a second.
Yeah. I was just talking about the fact that we spent the bulk of yesterday's morning show.
Yeah.
Up until my call-in show, the 9 o'clock show. We warning people that, number one, there are counterfeit eclipse glasses out there.
Yes.
Number two, do not look directly at the sun, even during an eclipse, because it can damage your eyes.
Especially during an eclipse, because it can actually be even more damaging to your eyes.
Right.
Yeah.
And the number one search yesterday, starting at 11:30, and then peaking at 12:30, was why do my eyes hurt?
My eyes hurt. It's like, come on, man.
I don't know where the message got lost, because honestly, I remember when I was a little kid and there was an eclipse saying, don't look directly at, I mean, you know, first grade, third grade, whatever, don't look at the eclipse. Make, you know, remember in school you made the little box,
yeah,
the little thing with the hole in it. And
exactly.
Yeah. And so I don't, did they miss school, all these people? Did they not go to school?
I really don't know, because I mean, you think that people know the most simplest of things, as don't look at that giant ball of gas in the sky.
yeah.
But then also, I mean, earlier today I was talking about how the police have been telling people, when there is an emergency vehicle coming behind you with flashing lights,
yeah,
you need to pull over. And then people are like, huh? What?
And you know what? That is not an exaggeration, because every other day when there's an emergency vehicle going behind me, I'll pull over, and I would say I am the minority. I would say I'm in the 40% that actually pull over. The other 60% are oblivious.
Yeah, luckily I am one of the 40%, because it's just, I mean, I remember when I was learning how to drive. This is besides the point of what we're getting at, but like, It's just those types of little bits of common sense that sometimes you're just like, what happened?
So here's my question now, and there's another story about driving that I want to get to in a minute as well.
Yeah.
Is distracted driving a part of that? Is it because they don't realize there's an emergency, even though there's sirens blaring and lights and everything, if they're on their phone playing Sudoku or texting their friends or, heaven forbid, reading a book. And by the way, this is not an exaggeration. I drove by someone on the freeway going to Salt Lake a couple of weekends ago. Mm-hmm. They had their phone out. They were reading a book while they were driving at 85 miles per hour on the freeway.
Yeah, that's insane. So, and what was it, a Tesla? Were they doing the
auto? No.
It was just a normal car.
A regular car.
Oh, yeah. You got to be kidding me.
Regular car. And I mean, I know we have the little sensors that tell you when you go out of your lane and they have the variable cruise and stuff now, but it's still your responsibility.
It 100% is. Yeah. You can't just assume that technology is going to take the wheel, as it were, and just let, you know, common sense fly out the door.
There's a lawsuit in the news today. Tesla is going to have to pay. It was an undisclosed amount to the family of a man who was killed because his Tesla crashed while he was in auto drive mode or whatever.
Yeah. Wasn't he also like playing a video game?
He was playing a game on his phone.
Yeah, he was playing a game on his phone while his car was in autopilot. It's just like, even if, listen, one day autopilot will be, you know, a lot better. I have no doubt in my mind about that. Technology just works that way. But at the same time, even when that's the case, there's no way I'm going to let my car drive everything for me without me like at attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I think about this. If you're the passenger of a car, so you're sitting in the front seat on the passenger side, someone else is driving, do you at that point throw out all caution? And they're driving, it's not my problem.
No, I don't either.
And I don't think most people do. I mean, I try not to be a pest and say, oh, look out. You know, I don't want to be that kind of...
You don't want to be a backseat driver.
Right. But I do, you know, I'm kind of helping them a little bit and... You know, if we're making a left-hand turn, I'll look the one direction for them, say, hey, my way's clear or my way's not clear or whatever. Just little stuff to try to help out. But I definitely don't abdicate any responsibility for the driving, even though I'm not driving. So.
When I'm in my – I have a 1995 Ford F-150. Mm-hmm. When I have a passenger in my car, a lot of times I won't be able to see my the blind spot on my right side. And so I often have to inquire about what's in my blind spot from my passenger. So it's just, you know, I kind of have to force my passengers to be attentive with me. Maybe not quite as attentive as, you know, the driver, but, you know.
Now, a new study. This is a story in the Deseret News, or Deseret, they're called now. They don't even use news anymore. It's just Deseret.
Really? It's just Deseret? Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, Utah, believe it or not, is third in the nation in fatalities. This is raw numbers, not percentages. Mm. Third in the nation in fatalities in construction zones.
Really?
Behind Texas and California. Utah, even though our population is significantly smaller than New York or wherever, we are third in the nation in fatalities. And one of the reasons they speculate in this story is that a lot of our construction zones are high-speed construction zones, you know, like the freeways under construction or one of the U.S. highways or whatever.
I was just about to say, is the construction still going on I-15 over by Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's like, I remember when I first got this job, which, by the way, it's been almost 11 months now, by the way, which is crazy. But
you haven't been fired or quit, either one.
Nope, so. Still running strong. But
knock on some wood somewhere.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. But I remember how many dang articles I wrote about how many people had hurt themselves, or like there was like a water truck. I remember the water truck that crashed and caused like some serious injuries over there. And then the next day there was one that was like two rollovers at the same time over. over in those construction zones. And
well, what was the one yesterday that there was a crash and on the other side of the freeway, looky-loos, rear end, there was a crash there.
That was mile point 47 over by Canaroville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but that was still crazy. One vehicle fire on the northbound lanes, and then the southbound lanes had a rear end collision. Both sides were backed up to high heaven, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. Brutal. But back to this story. Apparently, You know, and you would think accidents in construction zones, that means workers are you know, they're in danger. Actually, it's very, very rarely are workers actually involved in the crash. These are people that head into the work zones at too high a speed. That's the number one cause, high speed of people in the work zone. So you wonder why, you know, there's a sign, fines double it for speeding in work zones. That's a real thing.
Yes, it is.
It really is double. My son got pulled over in a work zone, as a matter of fact, and he's got a big old fine coming. But it's a real thing, and a very, very good reason why fines should be double in work zone. Of course, construction workers are in danger, but also your name. Because, you know, a road that you've driven on maybe 1,000 times, all of a sudden is different because there's construction there.
Yeah.
You know, the lanes are narrowing, or they're shifting, or there's a big old, you know, like maybe a little ditch there, or I mean, there's a million different things about the same road that you've known your whole life. Yeah, it's crazy to me to think that Utah is number three in the nation in work zone deaths.
I think it's kind of funny how the Virgin River Gorge recently opened up a bit more because that bridge was finally undone. The construction on that bridge in the gorge was finally done.
Yeah.
After like 3 years or so of construction. I've been in that area so many times in the past few years, and it's just been one lane, and now I can't even imagine it being two lanes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So I'm thinking, like, will there be more accidents there than ever just because of, like you mentioned, that change? Like, not necessarily, like, it's not just going from big to small. Going from small to big can also cause drivers to be a little reckless, I guess.
Yeah. All right, let's change topics for just a minute. I want to talk about TV subscriptions. Now, a lot of us grew up, of course, free TV, and then it kind of segued into you either have to get cable or satellite if you want to get all the channels. And
then there's pay-per-view.
And a lot of the stuff shifted to, you know, it's on ESPN, it's on TV. The NCAA tournament was on TBS and True TV and, you know, stuff you wanted to watch. If you wanted to watch it, you had to figure out a way, probably pay extra for your cable service, your satellite service, or the thing that's become popular in the last decade or so, the streaming services. And so I don't want to claim this is a comprehensive guide, but I thought maybe we could talk about that a little bit. I'm going to go with my personal history first, Stockton, and maybe you can talk about yours a little bit as well.
Yes.
We were DirecTV and Dish. We kind of went back and forth, but we were DirecTV for a long, long time. And it was a weird game you would play. So every time your little contract, a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever it was, would come up, they would jack the prices on you.
Right.
And you had to call in, and we did, I bet we did this five times. You had to call in and say, hey, I've been with you X amount of time. I don't understand why you're jacking my rates. And then they would transfer you to someone who would transfer you to someone else. Eventually, after being on the phone for a couple of hours,
yeah.
You would get the people, the retention department. And they would say, you know, we can actually offer you this price since you've been with us for so long. And our bill would essentially stay what it was. That happened at least three to five times during the course of our usage of DirecTV.
It was like that; those hours of being on hold was like a test from them to be like,
yeah,
how
yeah.
much do they really, do you really care?
Yeah. and it worked. And then finally, this would have been, I want to say, 3 years ago. We tried that, and we went through the whole rigmarole of being transferred and being on hold and all this stuff. And we got to the retention department, and we said, look, we've been with you guys a long time. We don't think we should have to pay any more than we've already been paying. And they said, well, we're sorry. The cost of things have gone up, and this is what it costs now. And it was like $30 more a month.
Yeah.
Which, you know, $300, $400 a year. And my wife said, well, okay, it's been nice doing business with you. Goodbye. And we canceled our DirecTV. That was it. And we looked into Dish. It was pretty much the same price.
Yep.
And so that left us with choices. Either we could sign up for local cable, TDS, or we could start looking into the myriad streaming services out there. And there are a lot.
It's overwhelming how much there is.
It is very overwhelming. the things that were important to us as consumers. My wife really wanted access to local news, you know, KSL, KUTV, KTVX, the Salt Lake News, because we spent a lot of our life before we moved to St. George, we lived on the Wasatch Front. And so, plus they sometimes occasionally cover southern Utah as well. Not very often, but sometimes they do.
Yeah.
And so we just kind of, she really wanted to have access to local news. For me, it was all about live sports. I don't really watch TV. I don't watch series and stuff, but I do like live sports, you know, whether it's NCAA tournament or baseball or football, whatever it was, I wanted access to sports on my thing. So we got looking into things, and right now, this is the hybrid we have. We share YouTube TV with my son, which means we split the payment. And at $78 a month. That means every month I'm paying $39 for YouTube TV.
Holy moly.
We split Netflix with a couple of people. And Netflix, I'm not sure the payment on it now, but we pay one third of that. Mm-hmm. And we split, there's a third one. Disney, I don't think Hulu, just Disney Plus. Yeah. And we split that like four ways or something like that. But then you start adding all those up and you're like, hey, that's like...
You're paying hundreds of dollars a month.
Yeah,
for,
over 100.
Yeah.
And we canceled DirecTV because they went over 100 a month.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it now and I'm going, okay... to justify this, either two things. Either I have to hate DirecTV because they did that to me, or I have to have justify the cost because I'm getting better service than I had. Well, I can tell you, number one, I don't hate DirecTV. I'm disappointed they did what they did, but I don't hate them. And I don't really feel like my service is better. I mean, yeah, I have more options. You know, Netflix, there's a lot of movies out there. Disney Plus, you know, you got the access to the whole Star Wars, you know, franchise and all the Disney stuff. And, I don't feel like that my TV viewing is better than it's ever been in my life, but yet I'm paying more than I've ever paid in my life.
And that is the biggest issue with these streaming wars that are going on right now, is that we have all this content and yet it's so spread out across all these different platforms that it's causing a bit of a overabundance of choice, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kind of a mind overload, kind of blowing you away. Like, what do I do? How do I? And I know there are people listening right now who are going, well, so what's the answer? And I wish Stockton I had an answer. Do you? There's McCray walking, and we'll get McCray on here in just a minute. I wish I had an answer. Stockton, what have you found that works for you?
So, one thing that I've come to understand is that it really does cater. It really does depend on the person. There sadly isn't the best, like, all-around answer. So, in regards to you and your wife, where you're looking for local news and you're looking for sports, you're looking for live sports, then what you would probably want to do is, I mean, if you still wanted to have that entertainment value in terms of content with TV and movies, I think... Disney Plus does a package with ESPN Plus, Hulu, and Disney Plus, all for about, like, I think, like, $30 a month or something like that.
Oh, is that cheap?
I think it might be a little more. You can test me on that. It might be, like, $30 to $50 a month. But the thing is there is that you're not getting that local news aspect. But there's also a solution to that, is that Peacock... which is NBC's, fancy the service they have. Theirs is a little weirder because it's free. You can pay for ad-free if you want, but a lot of people are able to watch it for free with ads.
Really?
And yes, very much so. I haven't paid for Peacock once in my life. I only just, you watch it for free, and they also have local news channels. At least under the NBC banner. So
maybe just one of the Salt Lake ones.
Exactly.
There's only one,
so there might just be one up there with that.
Okay.
But another thing I would say is that probably one of the most all-around choices you can get is, you would have to actually go to the store to do this. Have you heard of a Amazon Fire Stick?
Yeah.
So my grandparents, who are both over 90 years old in age, were having the same exact problem. their cable was getting too expensive, and so they wanted to do something that, you know, catered to their needs. And also they wanted the fancy schmancy stuff that was available. So we got them a Fire Stick, which means if you want to get access to most of the things, you probably need an Amazon Prime account. But there's also a lot of people, but that also comes with benefits of like, oh, you also get like free shipping on your orders from Amazon and stuff like that.
I was going to say, does anybody not have an Amazon
Prime
account? Yeah,
and so that's the
just
point.
Just for the shipping alone.
That's the exact point I'm trying to make, is that along with that, the Fire TV Stick has all kinds of news channels built into it. But granted, it's not, I have had issues with it before, because if your internet connection isn't good, it's pretty rough, because it doesn't go through your cable, it goes through the internet. And sometimes those older news channels, even though they have a live stream set up, it can be really weird if you don't have a good enough internet stream. So, Jeff Barley or whatever from whatever news network is trying to give you the lowdown on some kittens that drowned in a river, and meanwhile, he looks like a blurred monstrosity because of your internet speed. So
yeah. So the answer is we don't have a definitive answer, but
there are options.
Definitely, yeah, there are options. Peacock, one of those. Hulu, Disney Plus package is one of those.
You can watch the entirety of The Office on Peacock for free. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
Pretty cool.
Unless they changed that since they opened it back during the pandemic, but I don't think they've changed it.
We've got to get a break in. I do want to give away one of those books. We've been giving them away all week, the last week and a half. It's called American Playbook by Clay Travis. We had him on the show, it was a few months ago, and he promised he'd send me a case of books to give away. He did. It just took a little while. It took 3 or 4 months to get here. But we've got them, and I want to give one to you right now. So give us a call. I'm going to turn Stockton's mic down because his phone's going to start ringing. The phone number is the 435 area code and then 673-5890 for American Playbook by Clay Travis. You'll get your own copy today, American Playbook by Clay Travis. If you want, I'll even sign it, although my autograph will never really be worth anything, I don't think. But right now, we'll check weather. Give them a call, 673-5890.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Hey, welcome back. 9:33 on KDXU. I'm Andy. By the way, congratulations to Mike for winning the book. We've got a couple more to give away. So, keep listening to the Andy Griffin Show. McCray Hepler is with me today. McCray is, he's the dude that knows stuff. I like that about McCray. You know stuff, don't you, McCray?
I just do videos. That's all.
I'm yeah, but in your videos, you know stuff and you reveal stuff. It's kind of cool. That's I don't know fun. If you heard this yesterday. So I had artist Gary Lee Price on my show, sculptor. He has been commissioned to build a 300-foot statue. And right now, Governor Cox is bidding to try to get it put in the South Valley in Salt Lake. Imagine.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that one.
Imagine the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
It's 305 feet tall. This statue, same size.
That's crazy. And what I can't remember what. What is it up again? I can't remember. I heard about that.
That is a miniature right there. It will be two arms reaching, kind of grasping each other's wrists, helping each other.
That is so cool.
It's called the Statue of Responsibility.
That is right. I do remember seeing that a little while back on Twitter. Yeah. That's cool.
If that happens, that would be a changing of the face of the state of Utah. I mean, when you come to Utah, what do you think of? Well, obviously the temple, the Olympics, you come to Southern Utah, think of the Red Rocks and stuff.
Yeah, the outdoors, but the five parks.
Imagine right there at the point of the mountain in Salt Lake.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
300-foot tall statue.
That would be crazy. And he has been commissioned to do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's going to do it. Now, they have not 100% settled on the location yet. And the governor wants it to be on the side of the old prison.
Yeah, where the point's going. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but that's not for sure yet, but that's what they're talking about.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, but we are here to talk about Southern Utah, and that's why we bring McCray Hepler on every month. He is a man that keeps an eye on everything Southern Utah. I don't know if we spent a lot of time on Bluff Street or not last time you were here. We can't remember. Isn't that terrible? I have an excuse. I'm old. McCray, what's your excuse? Well,
I'm old, too.
Anyway.
No, I don't think we had. I think that video had come out. And because it was March 11th, I think, that I was here.
Yeah, yeah.
And this video that I did on Bluff Street came out March 20th, so.
So we didn't, yeah. We couldn't.
So, yeah, I don't think we did.
Impossible.
Yeah. So, yeah, we can talk about Houston Hot Chicken and the hot chicken smokes. You had there.
Holy smokes. I am still, my mouth is still burning, and that was like 3 weeks ago or a month ago. I will say this. I thought their chicken was really, really good at Houston Hot.
It's very good.
If you are, unless you are an incredibly brave soul, do not order the extra spice, the spiciest level, because you won't be able to eat it.
And they do have the best mild version, mm-hmm. I think, in the town.
Honey butter
chicken, incredible. For people like me that don't do any spice.
Well, I thought I was a man. I thought I was like, yeah, I want spicy. I went in there and I had to turn in my man card. I humbled myself. I'm like, I can't finish it. I couldn't finish it. It was too hot.
The fries are really good too. They put the medium spice seasoning on the fries. It's really good. The sauce is really good.
I was thinking about the guy I ordered from, the guy at the register there. I ordered, and he's like, now you're aware this is pretty hot, right? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I got it. What are you kidding me? I am Mr. Hot. I got this. And no.
You got humbled.
I did.
Did you do the one that you had to sign the waiver?
No, I didn't have to sign anything. So.
There's one that is the Houston, we have a problem.
I didn't do that one.
It's It's the 2 million on that scale.
Oh yeah, the whatever scale. What is that called?
I can't remember.
Yeah,
but
Carolina that Reaper one, and the Ghost Chili and all
that. One you have to sign a waiver before you eat it.
I didn't do that. I didn't do that.
Pretty crazy.
I learned that I'm not as tough as I think I am. So anyway, anything else going on Bluff Street?
There's quite a bit going on Bluff. There's obviously, St. George Place, where the Hobby Lobby and REI are going.
Right.
They're shutting down, I think, all the stores in April. I know, because Christensen's is closing to then reopen in the new, they just announced a few weeks back.
What about the other side of that with the Restore Place and all that? Is that shutting down?
Yeah, so Restore moved to Hurricane the end of last year. And then the big... The big deal outlet just closed. So everything should be closing this month, and then they will start construction ASAP to be able to be open at the end of 2025. So, Christensen's will be part of the new complex.
So Hobby Lobby and is it REI? Will that fill the Kmart spot?
No, I don't know. Everything's going to change in that place. It's not going to be what it currently... I mean, it'll be kind of what it currently is, but... There's, I'm not sure exactly how they're doing whether Hobby Lobby is on the right hand side or the left hand side. Okay. I think it's where the Kmart itself actually was, but that whole place is going to look different. So,
okay. What about restaurants? Everybody wants to talk about any new places?
Yeah, actually, what didn't come out in that video because it just got announced this last week is across the street from there where there's been a few different restaurants in that Red Lion Hotel. They just put up signs for Bundy's Steakhouse.
Ooh,
so it's a local Bundy family. I'm not sure which Bundys. I have yet to figure that out. But they're working on it. I don't know the time frame on opening yet, but it's called Bundy's Steakhouse. So I'm excited for that one. And then further up, a couple other restaurants, Chubby's is going in. Their signs are up right next to Ace Hardware.
Okay.
Yeah, and that one should be right around the corner from opening up.
Well, you knew they were getting close when they had to post out saying, we're hiring. We're hiring and training right now. So you knew it was close.
Exactly. And then further up at the end of North Bluff is a new building next to where Starbucks is in Sunset Corner. There's a Crave Cookies drive-through going in on one side.
Okay.
And then another drive-through on the other side that is a restaurant we already have here, but I haven't heard exactly who it is yet. So should have more information on that soon. That building should be done sometime around the end of the year. And then, that's it. As far as restaurants go, that's it. They got the Foot Spa that just opened up right here. And then you've got MacArthur Funeral that opened up on the corner of 700 South and Bluff Street.
Okay.
And then the other one, I don't know how I skipped this one. I knew I was forgetting something. Sandtown Pizza is going in where the old China Palace was on Bluff.
Yeah.
They're completely redoing that building, redoing the parking lot, a lot of good stuff going on right there. And Sandtown Pizza, which is a local pizza, they had a food truck before. They did it out of their backyard. Really good pizza. Really cool guys that are doing it, and they should be open sometime this summer.
Awesome.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff happening.
The development, the growth of St. George continues over on Exit 8. It's so funny. For years, we just called them the outlets, but there's actually the shops and the promenade.
Right.
And I know a lot of old-timers in St. George are like, I don't know which is what. They're just, the outlets. That's what we call them. So the shops, correct me if I'm wrong, the shops are on the far side of...
The east side,
The east side of River, and the promenade is on the west side.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So shops at Zion and the promenade at Red Cliffs.
Okay. All right.
Promenade at Red Cliffs does have a really exciting opening tomorrow. Cubbies. Not Chubbies. Cubbies. We've got Chubbies and Cubbies that's caused some confusion.
Yeah.
Somebody should make a funny video about that one once they're both open. Chubbies should be pretty soon, but Cubbies opens tomorrow. It's also from Northern Utah.
This is the one down.
Steak, salmon.
Okay.
They've got sandwiches.
So Chubby's is kind of a burger joint, right?
Chubby's is burgers, shakes, and fries.
And that's down here on Bluff.
That's down here on Bluff.
Cubby's
is replacing Apollo Burger in the promenade next to Chili's. And that's a couple different kinds of meat. Like I said, some steak. They're mostly known, I think, for their steak. They got like steak sandwiches and different things, salads. But then you have salmon as well and a couple other things. So I've only been there once up north, and it was really good. That will go in. That opens up tomorrow, April 10th, Wednesday. And then along with that, right around there, there's a couple new stores in Shops at Zion. You've got the newest restaurant in there. It's replaced Hu Hot. So Hu Hot Mongolian went out. It was replaced by Seoul Ramen, which was over here in Phoenix Plaza.
Sure.
So they've got the ramen, but then they've also got this new Shamu Korean barbecue, something like that.
I wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah.
So there was a prominent post, I think, yesterday.
There was. I commented on it.
Did you?
I did.
First of all, I love this about McCray. McCray is...
I know exactly which one you're talking about.
McCray is very, very much promoting St. George. He loves St. George, and he always will come to the defense of local business owners and operators.
When it's misinformation being shared, yes.
Yeah.
I absolutely will, all day
long. So that this restaurant is... it just opened. It's an all-you-can-eat, correct?
Correct. And it is a little confusing. I'll be honest. When I went in with somebody that served their mission in Korea and is like a pro.
Okay.
And so he just kind of led the way and I followed along. It is a little confusing. However, that's just, and I like different. I like unique, right? Like St. George, there's some unique, we have a little bit of unique, uniqueness in restaurants, but a lot of it is just the same old, same old. So when there's something new and unique, like, open up the brain and try to figure it out, right? That's my thought. Like it's an experience, and that place is definitely an experience. But they have two sides of the restaurant. Okay. There's the ramen side.
Whole ramen, which I've eaten at their old location.
There's the ramen side, and then there's the Korean barbecue side. And it is a bit confusing because if your party wants some ramen and some people want the Korean barbecue, I actually don't think at this point you can do that. I'm not sure if they'll change that. But I think you really have to go in. Either the group wants ramen or the group wants Korean, which I know is not going to make everybody happy, right?
Right.
What I will say is the ramen is not $31.99 for some ramen.
No.
And that was the gist of the post, right? And so the Korean barbecue side, there's only one option, and it's all you can eat. There's no because what you do is you go in the back and you make your own plate of right. the meats and the veggies and the potatoes and everything. And then you come back to your table and there's a saucer, like cooker right in the middle of the table really? And you cook your own food.
Really?
It's really fascinating. Yes. And luckily I was with a guy that, like I said, that knew what he was doing.
Got in a ringer. Yeah.
Yeah. but it's definitely different. For sure. So if you go, just go with an open mind that it's going to be a little different than probably most restaurants you've ever been to. But it's really cool. And the food was amazing. The meat was amazing. The couple different kinds of veggies we had. They've got fried rice and they've got spring rolls. They've got noodles. I mean, it's a cool place.
And I'll say this about the cost. Okay. You say, well, $31, that's a lot of money for dinner. Okay, it is. But given the fact that if you go to lunch today and get a combo meal at any fast food joint in town, you're talking $15-16 yeah. right there for lunch
right.
at a burger joint.
Right.
So if I know it sounds like a lot of money, but when you compare it to really what's happening in modern times now, it's
yeah.
actually not.
No, and I think – and the biggest thing is that what I wanted to convey in my response was just that – there is ramen. It's about $12.
Yeah.
I think there's some kid stuff that's, you know, $7-8. And then there's some ramen that's 12 to 15. That's just one side of it. And then the all you can eat is $31. And yes, that's still not everyone wants to go spend $31, but it is all you can eat and it is prime. Like it's really good.
It's good food.
Really good meat.
So if you go to a Texas Roadhouse or something, that's what a rack of ribs is going to cost you.
Right.
So, you know, pick your poison, yeah. basically, so, whichever one you want to.
Really, really cool. I'm a fan of different, and I think it's really cool. Yeah. The other one that's opening in that area that should be open sometime this summer, they're working through construction, is the Sunday's Best, that is the brunch place
right.
that's replacing.
This is back on the
Sakura.
Boulevard.
Yeah, this is on the other side of other side of Exit 8, right. Just down from the new Sakura. The old Sakura building is being remodeled, completely gutted, and will be Sunday's Best, which is a brunch spot from northern Utah that I think will be really, really successful.
And different.
And different as well. Good. Yep. Good. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I wanted to ask you about Green Iguana. They tried
kind of the
fast casual, where you stand in line, you get your food, you sit down. And I guess maybe that didn't work for them. They're going back to their old model of kind of a sit down Mexican
yep.
restaurant.
They are. Yep. So that one is also in Shops at Zion. And yes, they've been there for about a year now. And yes, they had tried. They were actually in where Bundy's Steakhouse is now going.
Okay.
And, yeah, moved over there, tried the fast casual, and, yeah, didn't work, didn't give the experience like they had hoped, and so they're going back to the sit-down. And I love their white sauce there yeah. on their enchiladas. There's nothing else like it, in my opinion.
They have, you can order a burrito that is like the Mexican flag. It has the red, white, and green.
Oh, nice.
That thing is so good, yeah. So
that's cool.
I endorse them, and hopefully they'll get, you know, they'll be able to do all right.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and there's a couple other stores actually in the Shops Design too.
I know the bra store. Have you been in the bra store?
Laced by Louise? No, I have not.
Okay,
no. I have not.
I saw it yesterday. I was like, I probably shouldn't go in there. but we did get some sweet rolled tacos next door.
Oh, nice. Yep, yeah. Sweet rolled tacos. Those are good.
And by the way, they were packed.
Were they?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
We were like 10th in line, and then there people came in behind us. And
wow.
So I think Sweet Rolled is doing pretty well.
That's cool. That's great to hear. That is fantastic news. Last week was Northern Utah spring break. Everywhere was jam-packed. Yeah. It was good times for all the restaurants and dessert shops here.
Let me get a commercial break in. When we come back, we'll talk about Hurricane just a couple minutes and McCray's latest video on what's happening out in H-Town. Be right back.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
9:52, running short on time, but we do have McCray for a couple of more minutes. He's going to talk to us a little bit about what's going down out in H-Town, Hurricane. You know, it's been said, McCray, that Hurricane in 50 years or 46 years, whatever it is, will be the largest city in the county. I'm kind of one of those, I'll see it when I believe it kind of guys. But still, they are certainly growing by leaps and bounds.
Land-wise, they're, I think, the largest in this state.
I think, aren't they second to St. George?
No.
I think St. George was first and Hurricane was second. I think
statewide, I think that landmass, they're the largest city by landmass, which is crazy.
54 square miles, I think, is what Nanette Billings told us. But a lot happening out there, huh?
Yeah. So, yeah, the video I did last week was on State Street. And actually, I learned at least two new things. And also, there was one that I didn't mention because it opened up, I think, last September. Mm-hmm. So I missed it. I want to give a shout out to them first, which is Red Rock Bicycles. They've been on here, Bluff Street, staple in the mountain bike community for a long time. Just opened their store on State Street in Hurricane. It's been about 8 months, I think, somewhere around there. They opened. You've got the right next to where Scooters, Coffee, and Del Taco opened up toward the end of last year. You've got this huge entertainment complex that a lot of people are talking about that is going to be massive. About 40,000-50,000 square feet. It's going to have a bowling alley. It's going to have axe throwing, crazy darts, cornhole, VR, arcade. It's going to go in right next to the movie theater, so it'll be in conjunction with the movie theater. It's actually right where the Rock Place currently is.
It really is an entertainment complex they're putting in.
Yeah, so the Rock Place will move, and they'll replace it with this, so it'll be the movie theater. And then a patio in between, and that'll be, I think, 70 feet long. I can't remember what he said exactly, but a patio and then the entertainment center. So it'll be all in one, and the patio, you know, will have some fire pits and some cornhole and some, you know, outdoor game type stuff. And then inside we'll have all the different games. And I think it'll be really good for Hurricane. I think that would also do really well. Well, and St. George is getting that as well in Desert Color with the luxury movie theater and bowling alley down there as well. And so that'll be big. They're hoping they've said that they want to break ground by the fall. And then depending on, you know, time frame for construction, potentially by the end of next year, it just depends on, there's a lot of things that depends on. Construction takes forever these days.
One of the first things I noticed when I went to Hurricane just last week, the Del Taco, that might be the most impressive palace of a Del Taco I've ever seen in my life.
I know. It's a very cool building.
Very cool building.
I like that. And the Scooters right there really complement each other on like just different, like vibrant colors and just different, right?
Yeah, it's a Del Taco. People say, Del Taco is just a fast food place. They did it up nice. They did it up right. So, and that's good.
No, everyone loves Del Taco. That's like, people love it. The other thing that out on State Street, I did mention Restore moved from their spot here in St. George out there last, I think that was in December. And it's Restore is Habitat for Humanity's store where they sell different home goods and appliances and different things that people donate that they can sell and then use all their proceeds to help people that are struggling with homes. They're actually building a home for someone in Leverican just right around the bend from there right now. And so really great place to shop, find some good either antiques or different things out there. And then Buck's Ace, which has been a staple in Hurricane for a long time.
They're moving down the road, aren't
they? They're moving down the road. They're moving further west, right by close to the Jimmy John's and the Tropical Smoothie, just up from there. And they'll be in by the holiday season is what they're hoping. They'll shut down their current building and sell that building, so that will be something else down the road. And so this one will double the size. Wow. And they'll also have three restaurant pads right there. And they've already got pretty close to two confirmations on two of the three pads.
Nice.
So I should have some really cool updates there pretty soon. People in Hurricane clamor for more restaurant options. So
they're going to get them.
And then a couple other things, you know, Intermountain Health finished their campus out there, which I know has been really big for them so far.
Needed
out there. And then the Standard Plumbing Supply building is just about finished. Looks like they're going to be moving in pretty soon with Sprinkler World and a Kohler showroom. And then what else? the Jimmy John's. There's two pads right next to the Jimmy John's that could be for other restaurant or retail that they're working through some of those. Hopefully see something there at some point. So, yeah, a lot of good stuff. That's just right on State Street. You know, there's the southern part of the Southern Fields is going to be huge. Right around San Hollow is going to be huge.
Yeah.
One thing I did actually just talk to someone out at Copper Rock. They've got so we obviously have Black Desert featuring the PGA tournament for golfers in October, the LPGA next May. But we've also got this May, we have the Epson Tour is May 16th to the 18th out at Copper Rock.
Copper Rock.
For anyone interested, followed up by the LPGA Senior Tour the following Thursday through Saturday, which is the 23rd, I think, to the 25th. So two pretty big tournaments out there next month. And then we've got the PGA in October and then the LPGA next May. So,
wow. How's your golf game?
It's okay. Yeah. It's never going to be great unless I partially retire and play every day.
Wouldn't that be nice?
But I did just get a 3-iron for Christmas, a driving 3-iron, because I hate my driver. And I can get that thing about 240, 250 when I hit it well. And I went last Friday and I actually had a few good holes. So I'll take it. Nice.